exposing the changing worldviews behind the issues that are fundamentally changing our nation and world, The Sharon Hughes Show starts.
The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom.
Well, that, of course, was former President Ronald Reagan to open our Memorial Day special as we remember the heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate sacrifice on the battlefields of Earth for our freedom. So that up first, and then part two regarding our borders, human trafficking, the presentation I gave to California Eagle Forum on an issue that absolutely needs to be addressed. But first, a tribute on this Memorial Day weekend.
You're listening to Sharon Hughes, celebrating 18 years on the air, taking you to the front lines and behind the scenes.
You know, the custom of honoring ancestors by decorating graves is an historical and worldwide tradition, but after the Civil War, America began honoring its fallen soldiers, and as monuments were erected and ceremonies of decorating soldiers' graves increased in cities across the nation, after World War I, the day grew to honor those who have died in all American wars. Well, we at Changing Worldviews have always promoted the true meaning of Memorial Day. It's more than about picnics and long weekend fun outings or store sales. Not that these are wrong, but to leave out paying tribute to our fallen troops is like observing Christmas and leaving Jesus out of the event. So I encourage you to make a special effort to not just think about, but to actually do something that gives honor to those who deserve it, even if it's just the honor of their memory. If you have someone in your life that paid the ultimate sacrifice, talk about it at your gatherings. Talk about it at your Memorial Day picnic or barbecue or in your activities with your children or grandchildren. Be deliberate about it. Be intentional. For it's absolutely true that those who forget history are doomed to repeat it, but even more so, those who do not pass on the legacy of the price for freedom do so to the detriment of the next generation and the future of our nation. History is more than just some record of the past. It has great value for us today. So I want to encourage everyone, read some history and also write down the significant parts of your history for your posterity to read someday. Your values, what's important to you and why they are important to you. Write those down as a legacy. Write letters to your sons and your daughters. Write letters to your grandsons and your granddaughters. Because if you don't tell them, how will they know? A short slideshow at your funeral is not going to communicate what's in your heart and that you want to pass on to the next generation. Dwayne and I saw a great movie. It's called The League of Grateful Sons. I highly recommend it. You can watch it online. You can purchase it in DVD form. You can probably watch it on some other outlets. But The League of Grateful Sons, well done, moving, and well worth the watch. So stay with me as we give honor to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. And part of my conversation with author and historian William Federer on little known facts about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleash the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers, bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dacus.
A proposed rule change to the Title X Family Planning Program seeks to forcefully remove religious family planning providers if they refuse to give referrals for abortions. It would reverse President Trump's administration's rule preventing health clinics that receive Title X funds from performing abortions or abortion referrals. Rather, it will require the promotion of abortions, which will violate the conscience rights of faith-based programs. Join PJI in prayer for the protection of religious rights. Visit pji.org.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org. Remember the website, pji.org.
My name is Mike. I'm from Lake Carmarit, Mississippi, and I struggle with some digestive issues with the gut for about 4 or 5 years. And I've tried everything. A few things slightly helped, but I tried Aloe Apex, and it just worked greatly for me. I've been taking it for about a week or two, and I've had no symptoms of what I've had for the previously 4 years. So it definitely did work, and I'm ordering more. Thank you.
And Apex Health has offered our listeners a special. If you go to apexhealth.live/Sharon, you can order your first bottle or bottles of Aloe Apex at a special introductory price of $29.95 each. That's a $10 saving off the regular price. Just click on order now and use the promo code Sharon Special, or call 833-334-5555. Again, 833-334-5433.
Calvin Coolidge said, "There can be no peace with the forces of evil. Peace comes only through the establishment of the supremacy of the forces of good. That way lies through sacrifice. For truly greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Beginning in 1921, the sacrifice of Americans' military has been recognized by the president laying a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier, which is inscribed, quote, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." Memorial Day itself began at the end of the Civil War when Southern women scattered spring flowers on the graves of both the Northern and the Southern soldiers. From the Spanish-American War to World Wars I and II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, the war against Islamic terror, up through the present, all who gave their lives to preserve Americans' freedom are honored on Memorial Day. We are to give honor where honor is due.
In 1994, Marion G. Mahoney wrote the following entitled, "Those Honored Dead." "Why do you fly the flag today?" my grandson wants to know. "I fly it for the graveyards where the countless crosses grow. I fly the flag for children whose fathers are a name, a half-remembered memory of a face within a frame. I fly it for the families of sons and daughters lost. They know the price of liberty, how terrible the cost. I fly the flag for veterans who lost their youth in blood and saw their comrades slaughtered in the carnage and the mud. I fly it for the ones who marched in cadence off to war to close their eyes forever upon some foreign shore. I fly the flag for grief poured out upon a granite wall, the laying on of hands that heals the scars within us all. I fly it for the sound of taps, that melancholy tune that lays to rest those honored dead who always die too soon." Now, my interview with William Federer, author and modern-day historian. I was able to talk to him earlier about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
You mentioned the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier has a soldier from each war, from World War I, World War II, then a Korean War, and then Vietnam. And there's a family that asked for there to be a DNA test done on the soldier that was in the unknown tomb, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, for the Vietnam War. And they went ahead and did the DNA test, and sure enough, they found out that it was Michael Blassie.
Really?
Who was a pilot, and he died in 1972. He was 24 years old, and he was shot down in North Vietnam, and they found out that he was from St. Louis, Missouri, which is the city I'm from, and he went to the same high school that I went to.
Oh, my gosh.
He was about 10 years older than I am. But anyway, they moved his body to Arlington Cemetery from Arlington to Jefferson Memorial Cemetery in St. Louis. To this day, there's no soldier representing the Vietnam War, and the story is that they will not be adding any more soldiers because of the ability to do DNA tests. It won't be unknown anymore. Interesting, right there on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, it says, "Here lies in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." The tomb itself is fascinating. It's guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. While on duty, the sentinel walks exactly 21 steps, faces the tomb for 21 seconds, turns again and pauses for 21 seconds, and then walks 21 steps back. And he does this for a 24-hour shift.
What's the significance of 21?
Well, 21-gun salute is the highest salute that the military can give. And so 21 steps is referring to the 21-gun salute. It's important for us to have a memorial to remember the price that was paid, because indeed there is a war going on for culture. When Daniel Webster spoke at the memorial dedicating Bunker Hill. In 1825, it was General Marquis de Lafayette attended, and 200 Revolutionary War veterans were there. And he said, "We wish that this column, rising toward heaven among the pointed spires of so many temples dedicated to God, that this may contribute to produce in the minds a pious and feeling of dependence and gratitude toward God. Let us thank God we live in an age when something has influence besides the bayonet."
Wow.
So this is an important time in our country, especially with the war going on, and that we realize, you know, there's an effort going on. I was just with a newspaper publisher from England, and he was talking about the EU, and he's talking about the European Union and how all these countries are laying aside their sovereignty and they're working together, and the EU is in the process of coming up with an army of their own, and they're taking away sovereignty. One story said a guy that sold fruits and vegetables in London was using a pound scale. They blow their whistles, the EU police, they rush in there, they handcuff him, they take his scale away, and they put him in jail, and he's been fighting this for 3 years. They had the trial behind these glass, you know, windows, like he's a terrorist, and he finally dies of a heart attack at 39 years old, and all the newspapers in Britain call him the metric martyr. But it just brings out the fact that here's this EU group that basically taken away rights and freedoms, and it's a juggernaut. It's just growing bigger and bigger, and now they have more members of the EU than we have citizens of America. It's getting close to 500 million. And so they want to do the same thing in America. They want us to lose our national identity. They want us to get rid of the Mexican border, the Canadian border, and all Latin America. And they want us to be a trading bloc like the EU is. But, you know, I am old-fashioned, and I believe in America being the greatest nation in the world. There are people that want to diminish these holidays where we have pride in being patriotic. And I think it's important that we remember the patriotic price that was paid for our country.
Exactly.
One of my favorite speeches is from Calvin Coolidge on Memorial Day in 1923. And he said, "Settlers came to America for mixed motives, but most came here, they set their imperishable mark upon the institutions for a higher motive. Generally defined, they were seeking a broader freedom. They were intent upon establishing a Christian commonwealth in accordance with the principles of self-government. They were an inspired body of men. It was said that God sifted the nations that he might send choice grain into the wilderness." And then he ends by saying, "There can be no peace with the forces of evil. Mm-hmm. Peace comes only through the establishment of the supremacy of the forces of good. That way lies only through sacrifice. The people of our country, that they might live in the knowledge and truth that these countrymen are dead. Greater love hath no man than this, than he lay down his life for his friends." We're seeing our soldiers and our men and women willing to put their lives down so that freedom can be established.
Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Alive again, the breakthrough world-class aloe vera wellness drink with proven health benefits and life-changing testimonies to match.
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm a cancer survivor. I started taking this amazing product during my chemo treatments, and it gave me remarkable energy. To my excitement, my chemo treatments were stopped early. This product will continue to be part of my daily life. I would like to thank God and the people who created Alive Again, because I truly am alive again. Thank you.
Alive Again is the result of decades of studies and was developed by one of the founding members of the International Aloe Science Council. Alive Again provides a healthy, natural, antioxidant-rich, great-tasting, super fruit drink.
And special for our Changing Worldviews listeners, that if you would like to get Alive Again for a 20% discount, just go to apexhealth.life/Sharon. Again, apexhealth.life/Sharon, or call 833-334-5433. 833-334-5433. Truth Wars. Every month we're going to look at one particular issue that we really need critical thinking skills about. This month,
the technology is already here and it's already being developed around the world.
When you look at what the human brain can do, it's really amazing.
They're actually connecting their neural network to machinery.
You'll hear my interviews with experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, who's not only an author but a film producer, on this subject, as well as a book that will educate us even more on what's really going on. This may seem like it's kind of a fringe issue, but in reality, it affects every single one of us. So you can get our special offer for $25, and you can do that by sending a check to Changing Worldviews, P.O. Box 995, Cedar Ridge, California, 95924, P.O. Box 995, Cedar Ridge, California, 95924. Or you can also order it online at our website, changingworldviews.com. Truth Wars, because it's the truth that sets us free.
Here's more with your host, Sharon Hughes.
We're just proud of you men and women that are serving, and we're praying for you, believing God's best in your lives. Thank you for your service. We appreciate it.
So what does it mean to support our troops? It means to support them when they're overseas in battle, and also, when needed, when they come home.
Just want to thank you guys so much. My dad, he was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. He was a pilot. He served in World War II and Korea and Vietnam, and you guys are amazing. Thank you.
Now, Bill, I just want to give you a few minutes here to fill us in on whatever else you'd like to share about Memorial Day that you think would be important to know.
Well, reading through the former addresses are inspiring. As a matter of fact, I came out with a book called Treasury of Presidential Quotations. It's 500 pages, and it has quotes from all the different presidents, but it has a lot of Memorial Day addresses. And, of course, if anybody wants that, they can either contact through you or we have an AmericanMinute.com website. But here's the address from Ronald Reagan on Memorial Day, 1987. He says, "We pray for peace and devotion and strength. We pray for resolve to keep holy the memory of those who have died for our country." And he says, "We pray and promise so that one day taps will sound again for the young and the brave." You mentioned taps too. The story behind that song was during the Civil War, 1862, an officer at nighttime heard the soldiers groaning out on the battlefield, and he went out there and was dragging them back in. And he dragged one of them in, and it was a Confederate soldier, and he was Union, and he pulls the lamp out and holds it over the face and finds out it's his son. And this officer, Roger Ellicombe, asks if he can give a military funeral. And they said, "Well, no, because he was a Confederate." But they said, "We'll let you have one instrument." And so he chose the bugle, and he wrote the song. And the words to the song, you know, "The day is done, gone the sun, from the lakes, from the hills, from the skies, all is well, safety's rest, God is nigh." Really, the words to that song, the last is, "God is nigh." And so, again, I think that, you know, this effort nowadays to pull away our faith, that at Memorial Day, that we can honor our faith and honor those that are dead and realize that one of the things that they died for, and I had an uncle who died in a B-17 over France in World War II, and he was an Eagle Scout and a church attendant, and I know that one of the things he would have given his life for is for us to have the freedom to keep God in our lives and in our country, and think he would be shocked to see some of the stuff that's being promoted nowadays, from gay marriage to taking the Ten Commandments down and saying that that's what these guys died for. I don't think so. I think that they died to keep our country traditional, strong, American, and with godly values.
Yes. Well, Bill, I just want to thank you for sharing with us today about this. You always have really good things to say.
Sharon, you're tremendous. God bless all the listeners.
Thank you. Well, I want to close out this part of our show, our Memorial Day tribute, with a wonderful rendition of our national anthem by Trace Adkins.
"Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star
star-spangled banner yet away o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Great historians understand that how we view our history determines the decisions we make in the present and ultimately decides the course of our future. But what happens when we forget the truths of our history? And what are the consequences when we do?
The DVD series entitled The American Heritage Collection by David Barton. Because the lines are becoming so blurred in terms of what we're really hearing in the mainstream media, and we need to know what the truth is about history, and this is a great resource for that.
Rediscover the astonishing story of our nation's godly history in the American Heritage series. America, this is your heritage.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, you're helping us by passing the word around about our show for the purpose of being able to reach more with the truth. I encourage you to go to our website, changingworldviews.com, and sign up for our newsletter and check out what's going on there. Listen to other shows in our archives and also share on your social media about the show. If you like what we're saying here, I would appreciate you helping spread the word. The mainstream media is so huge in their impact. We need all voices that are telling the truth to get louder. And that includes you. That includes your voice. So, until I see you next time, this is Sharon Hughes saying it like it is.
You've been listening to Changing World Views with Sharon Hughes. You can follow Sharon at facebook.com/Sharon and twitter.com/Sharon. Please take advantage of our online shows covering topics and guests we can't possibly cover on our weekly show. That's why we offer more at our website, changingworldviews.com. Join Sharon next time, and until then, stay alert, stay informed, because we live in a changing world.